ABC Radio Darwin.
I'm fairly well known now as a pet portrait artist, and Elmer took my attention, and also I could see that Paul had quite a distinctive looking fellow, and I loved his beard, and I just thought he'd be lovely to paint, and that both of them would be lovely to paint, and so I asked him what he thought about that, and he was happy with it.
Where did you first see Paul?
Nightcliff Shopping Centre. Yeah, that's the first place. Sitting out the front, collecting funds for Retina Australia.
Yeah, masquerading as a blind fella.
I did actually ask him, one of the first times I spoke to him, I actually walked up to him and said, "You look like you are on that phone looking at it. Can you actually see?"
I said, "I'm collecting money, masquerading as a blind fella. Sorry to give it away." And then I explained that there's built-in software to the phones that allow blind people to use them, and I unplugged I turned off the earpiece that I was listening and started flicking my finger across the screen, and it started talking, and she went, "Wow, you really are blind."
Because I think a lot of people aren't aware that Paul he's only got 0.005% vision now. So, yeah. And what is it called you've got?
Choroideremia. It's a rather rare eye disease that just means that eye doctors like shining bright lights in my eyes. And it kills your retina like a pool of water in the sun. The sun comes out, the pool just gets smaller and smaller and smaller, and then it's gone.
What do you know of the painting?
She tells me there is one. I suppose I can believe it now. She's got a prize, yeah.
How was it described to you?
She said there's this really good-looking dog, and then there's this old fella sitting next to him.
How long did it take you to paint this?
The actual painting time, I recorded down as 40 hours. So my family have sort of lost me for the last 3 months while I've been had a chance here and there to just do a bit, I worked in sections. So I started off, I think, with the shirt, then moved on to the dog, and then moved on to other parts of the body, until we got it all done. And then went over the whole lot again. So, yeah.
Who was harder to capture, Elmer or Paul?
Oh, good question. You know what? They were both pretty good to paint. They really were. And I think through, pushing myself to the limits, I think, as far as I am concerned, I really feel that they were both about the same. I just found as I was progressing and looking harder, I actually felt that it became easier as I progressed into the painting, where I was really looking at the detail, every single stitch, every single hair I had to see. Yeah.
Because being a senior Territorian portrait competition, but there's also part of Paul is Elmer. And
right.
I guess that's a story that you have to capture.
Well, Elmer needed to be in that picture. Well, I love doing pets. And also, Elmer's, I've tried to capture Elmer's cheeky spirit, because Elmer's just, is a fairly new dog into the, isn't he?
Can you describe what Elmer's been doing for your life?
Elmer is a seeing eye dog. His name is Elmer, as in Elmer Fudd, the cartoon character. And he replaces my eyes and finds obstacles and avoids them, ensures that I can cross roads safely, at least in a theoretical sense. And he makes me an interesting person, because if you're walking down the street with a white cane, people jump out of the way. They think they're going to catch blindness from the stick or something. But if you walk down the street with a dog, you'll go, "Nice looking dog," and they'll talk to you, so you cease being invisible. So yeah, he's done a lot.
What do you want people to get when they look at a portrait of you and Elmer?
I'm not that sensitive. Maybe to realise that with a little bit of assistance, a disability doesn't mean you can't do things. Because as a team, we can do more than I can by myself.
That's right. And he's done Olympics, he's done the Paralympics, he's done marathon. Well, he almost got in marathons, but he kept getting taken out by park benches and cars. But anyway, that's beside the point. Swimming is like a drunk man going down the... But he still does it, you know. It's he's an achiever. He just... It's about... we were talking about it today. It's about being able to do it, isn't it?
Being able to do it.
Yeah.
Were you sceptical when someone said that they wanted to paint you?
Yeah, I was, because she wanted to know if I was older than 60 years of age. So I had to lie about that and told her I wasn't. And I thought, why would anybody want to paint me? Like, really?
Yeah. And now you're a winning subject.
Exactly. So I put it down to the good-looking dog and the amazing, talented artist.
What do you think is going to happen next now that you're... a winning duo. Trio.
Well, it is a trio. I don't know. Wow, it's amazing. I am surprised. You know, when they announced the first people, you know, that got commendations, I was like, oh, we didn't get anything, Paul. Oh, you know, and as we went the third and second, I was like, yeah, oh, well, that was, you know, we went in and it was good, you know. And then to suddenly get my name announced, I nearly dropped dead on the spot, didn't I?
She was seriously surprised. Seriously surprised.
Oh, but a nice surprise. Oh, yes, very happy.
And did you have to share a lot of stories with each other to sort of get that relationship where you could trust each other?
You know, I don't know whether so much as trust, but it's just been beautiful to get to know Paul. I feel blessed. You know, I did this. It was the same with my last person, Elspeth Harvey, that I did last year. I didn't really know her, and over the process, you know, we're best mates, and I hope that we continue our friendship, because, you know, it's been a great journey and learning so much about someone that I knew nothing about before. I love it.
Yeah, hey, nice. You don't let nice people go, you know.
Thanks. ABC Radio Darwin.